exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I pray that you're all doing well today. And no matter where you are in the country, that you're warm and enjoying our winter season. I'm in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, and we have a little bit of a cloud cover today, but I'm really glad that I'm not up in the north dealing with all of that snow and record low temperatures. Anyway, a few of announcements here before we get going. I have a wonderful guest scheduled today. In fact, I encourage you to get your paper and pen ready. As always, take some notes. You'll never be able to remember everything that we're going to cover, but we're going to talk about a new New York Times best-selling book, and we're going to be talking about the calorie myth, and the more that you learn about how to eat healthy, the better you can feed your body. But before we go into that, I must, of course, encourage you to go to my website, childhoodshots.com, where you can get all kinds of healthy information about raising your children as drug-free as possible. I am not anti-medicine, but I do believe that if we understand how to take care of our children, we won't need medication and drugs. And, of course, I am known as a vaccine researcher, and my website is dedicated to sharing information about that topic as well. You can also join me on my Facebook page. Simply go to Mary Toko and like my page. You might have to go to one with the middle initial, Mary E. Toko. I think I have too many people on the first page, and I'm now starting I have the second page going. But just simply go to Facebook and Google me or put my name in, and you'll pull up my Facebook pages. That is where I post all kinds of information pertaining to health, especially vaccine information. Just a really important announcement. About 3 years ago, my daughter, Dr. Renee Hunter, went to Atlanta, Georgia to testify before the CDC about the damage that the H1N1 flu shot was causing to the unborn children. If you'll recall, that was during the big so-called pandemic, the influenza pandemic that never happened. And that was the first year that they really started pushing the flu vaccination on pregnant women and young children. Now, I know doctors have been recommending them in their offices, but this was a national campaign to get every pregnant woman in the country the flu vaccine during that flu season. And we saw there was a study by Dr. Gary Goldman in collaboration with the National Coalition of Organized Women. They saw a huge increase in fetal death, miscarriages after women got the vaccine. And my daughter, Renee, Dr. Renee Hunter, actually was asked by the national organization, Coalition of Organized Women, to go and testify on their behalf in Atlanta, Georgia, which she did. And you can actually pull up her Vimeo or her video by Googling Dr. Renee Toko CDC testimony, influenza, whatever. It'll come up. And it's also been posted on my Facebook page just in the last week because they ignored her testimony. They acted as though she was putting them out. They waited until the very end of a long, grueling day to get her up to testify. And it's really quite shocking how they just disregarded it as though, oh, well, whatever, that's your opinion. Well, just last week, the CDC finally admitted that, yes, it was a massive cover-up. There was a 4,250% spike in fetal death reported during the 2009-2010 H1N1 pandemic. And they're finally admitting it. It was 3 years. It took 3 years for this study to get published. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics, their journal, rejected the study and refused to print it. It has now been published in the Human and Experimental Toxicology Journal and was listed in PubMed as a free PubMed article. So Google it, folks. You can get it yourself. See for yourself that they know that the flu vaccine does cause fetal demise and death. They know that there was a 4,250% spike in fetal death in 1 year of giving it to the pregnant women. And yet the CDC continues to push it. Every pediatrician, obstetrician out there continues to push it during the flu season. And yet we know that it causes miscarriages. So, the CDC, you know, it's really sad when our Center for Disease Control is literally covering up. This was a massive fetal death cover up. And they are covering up these facts because obviously it's good business for them to continue promoting these vaccinations. So, Google it. See it for yourself. It's shocking to me that we're still doing these flu vaccines. With the internet and the information we have out there, you would think that people would wake up. Pregnant women, if you know anyone who's pregnant, get a copy of this. Take it to your physician. I don't care what kind of doctor they are. Let them know that this type of cover-up is going on and continues to go on in our government. Vaccinations are not safe. They cause injury. They cause autism. They cause death. So now let's move on to a happier topic here. We all value science, but can we trust those who are happy with the status quo? We celebrate innovation and progress. We seek to be in the know. The internet has been incredibly helpful in allowing us to have information at our fingertips unlike ever before. So why are we following eating habits and eating from advice back from the 1950s. If we want to be healthy, we have to continually learn about the advancements we now know about the very foundation of every diet, exercise, and weight loss program. And basically, my guest today is a New York Times best-selling author of a new book called The Calorie Myth. When I listen to, you know, television and we hear all these advertisements about the latest fad diets out there and Weight Watchers and other groups, they're always talking about counting calories. And yet you are going to learn that calories have very little to do with weight loss. My guest is a nutrition and exercise expert. He's a former personal trainer who specialized in using high-quality food and exercise to simplify wellness. His book, The Calorie Myth, is available on Amazon. His website is thecaloriemythbook.com. He has collaborated with top scientists for over 10 years, analyzing over 1,300 studies and garnering endorsements by top doctors from Harvard Medical School, Johns Hopkins, Yale, UCLA, and Jonathan Baylor is an expert, and his book is eye-opening. He has endorsements from every amazing university out there, and he is going to be joining me today. In fact, I believe Jonathan is with us. Jonathan, welcome to Healing Our World.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I am flattered and appreciative.
Well, Jonathan, I could go on for a half an hour. I mean, I've been on your website, and it's really quite amazing the endorsements that you have, and not only that, all of the different publications and television shows that you have been on. I must say I'm really excited that you are finally exposing the truth about calories. We do not have to count calories. And let me ask, how did you get onto this whole myth of calories to begin with?
I was a very geeky child. Actually, I'm a geeky adult now, but I was a very small, geeky child growing up, and I wanted to be bigger, and I wanted to be a big athletic person like my older brother. And I was raised in a very academic household. Both my parents are college professors. So, and that will be relevant later in the story. But I did what everyone does when they want to get into health and fitness in the mainstream. I became a personal trainer. That's how I paid my way through college. And I had a very interesting experience doing that. I mentioned I was a geeky person. And maybe we should pick that up after the break.
Sounds great, Jonathan. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment after hearing from our sponsors.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
To Healing Our World, and my name is Mary Toko. I am your host. And before we get into the meat of this book, I want to just make a couple more quick announcements. I want to first of all thank my sponsors, Avena Originals. Many of you may know I am America's Outstanding Mom, and my reign goes until July of 2014, and my sponsor is Avena Originals. They have agreed to pay for my flight and hotel if I speak around the country. So if you're interested in getting me to your community to talk about the vaccination crisis in this country and the autism connection, or perhaps you'd like me to speak on how to raise healthy, drug-free children, you can have me come out, and Avena will cover the travel expenses. All you have to do is pay my speaking fee, which is a great savings to you. If you're interested in where I'm going to be speaking, go to my website, childhoodshots.com, and you can also contact me to get me out into your area of the woods. I love speaking at conferences, wellness centers, autism groups, church groups, mommy groups, chiropractors, naturopaths. We have lots to offer your community, and we can actually start what I call a vaccine education revolution. So go to my website, check it out, and be sure to contact me. And if you are in the market for some of Avena's wonderful natural products, go to Avena Originals and use a coupon code MARY, and you will get free shipping and also request their free colon health book. It's a wonderful little resource. Health starts in the colon, folks. If your colon is sick, your body's not going to heal. You're not going to absorb. No matter how well you eat, you're not going to get the full benefit unless your colon is functioning. So you can get a free book and also save on shipping by using coupon code MARY. And now my guest today, we're going to talk about the myth behind this whole concept of counting calories. He is an expert. He has paid his dues. He has a website called caloriemythbook.com. He has on his website wonderful recipes that you can look up, breakfast, lunch, dinner, desserts, sides, and snacks. He also has some incredible products that we're going to talk about that can help you eat healthy. So Jonathan Baylor is a researcher and author, and basically everything that you've been taught about eating and exercise and weight loss is most likely inaccurate. So Jonathan, welcome to my program once again, and let's get into this.
Oh, well, thank you again for having me. It's a pleasure.
So you are, by the way, a graduate of DePaul University. You were summa cum laude, and you say that eating more of the right kinds of foods and exercising less but at higher intensity is actually the key to burning fat, balancing hormones, boosting metabolism, and creating a long-term weight loss. And on his website, by the way, he has something called The Smarter Science of Slim, where he basically talks about his philosophy and his research. So, Jonathan, go back to how you said you were a geeky child, a geeky adult, and how you got into this to begin with.
Yes, so geeky, very skinny, lanky child. I was one of those people that wanted to get bigger. We sometimes forget about all these millions of people around the world who are naturally thin. We know them, and we probably resent them, but they actually flip everything on its head because no one's actually ever asked from a scientific perspective, what makes naturally thin people naturally thin, and can other people make their bodies work that way? And that's exactly what I found. When I was a trainer, I was consuming about 6,000 calories per day. No joke, I'm not exaggerating. I do double shots of olive oil, and I would try to get bigger. I wouldn't get bigger, and my clients, who were predominantly females over the age of 35, wanted to get smaller. So I did what any trainer is taught to do. I told them to eat dramatically less, usually between 1,200 and 1,400 calories. And they didn't get smaller. So I was getting sick and sad, wasn't achieving my goals. I'm eating 6,000 calories. My dear clients were getting sick and sad, not achieving their goals, eating 1,200 calories. And I said, how can there be this much divergence? We're all human. How is it? There must be something else other than calories going on. And that set me on this now what's been a 13-year journey to trace it back to the primary research, not myths, marketing, just unless it's been proven clinically, I tried to steer away from it. And what came out the other end was really flipped everything we've learned about eating and exercise on its head.
And you have quite a bit of support, not only from many people in the media, but also Harvard University, Johns Hopkins, UCLA. You've got a tremendous amount of physicians now looking at your information and going, this guy's really onto something. Because I think the physicians are seeing it too. They're like, what's going on out here in this crazy world where we have some people, like you say, who are just very, very thin, can't gain weight, even though they might even eat junk food for, you know, a major part of their diet. They can't gain weight. And then you have very obese people who are counting calories and eating low fat, this and that, and they're not able to lose weight. So what did you discover?
The cause of obesity is not a moral failing. It's not that we're just not trying hard enough. It's that at the core, there is a dysfunction in our hormones. There is a dysregulation in our gut bacteria. And there is a inflammation in our brain. And these three systemic problems will cause individuals to gain fat or hold on to fat regardless of how little they eat, if they exist. It's a bit like trying to deal with a clogged sink by just putting less water into it. The approach we've been told misses the point entirely. It's not that our system, metaphorically, is working just fine and we're lazy gluttons, as the mainstream would lead us to believe. It's that our system has become clogged by these edible products masquerading as food, and that causes us to gain fat regardless of how little of them we eat.
And I think, too, you mentioned inflammation in the brain. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I don't think people realize that your brain can become inflamed just like every organ in the body. And when you have brain inflammation, it literally affects everything from hormones to your mood to your outlook in life. And you have this gut-brain connection that so many physicians don't even understand and haven't even given a thought to, and yet it's so important. And the hypothalamus is in the middle of the brain, and it's where our appetite and our drive for appetite comes from. And if that hypothalamus is out of balance and inflamed, everything in the body is going to be affected by that.
That's exactly right. And saying to someone who has a inflamed hypothalamus or who has a condition in their brain, just eat less, like, that can never solve that problem. That's like telling someone who has another form of a psychological problem, let's say depressed, someone who's highly depressed, hey, the solution is just to frown less. Like, that's a symptom, right? Individuals who are over-consuming calories are over-consuming calories because either their metabolism is slowed down dramatically or their brain is telling them to eat inappropriately, and we need to solve that underlying cause, not to make people feel as if they're failing in some way. The information they've been given is failing.
So right now, there are probably thousands of people listening to you who have been on every fad diet. They've tried the low-fat, low-sugar. They've probably tried the packaged food that gets delivered to the house, where you go to these pep talks, you meet in groups, you get pep talks and encouragement, and they might even temporarily lose some weight because they're not eating or they're depriving their body. They're probably suffering from mineral and vitamin deficiency, and yet they're discouraged. They're feeling like they're a failure. They're feeling like it's their bad luck or their hormones, or perhaps it's genetics. How do we take people who have been struggling so long and so hard, and they want to look better and feel better, but they've been sold so many lies and they've bought into so many different fad diets? How do we get them, Jonathan, to realize that there truly is a cause and you just got to hang in there and try something different?
We have to show people that there really is something different available to them, because what all these things that have been supposedly different, for example, this meal program and this shape program, and those are all actually the same. They're all different flavors of eat less. What we need to do is focus on food and exercise quality rather than quantity, and we will get a dramatically different result.
We're going to be back in just a moment. We'll get into this a little deeper. My guest is Jonathan Baylor. The website is thecaloriebook.com. Check it out while we're on our break.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Healing Our World, and I am your host, Mary Toko. I want to thank you for joining me today. My guest today is Jonathan Baylor. He serves, by the way, as a senior program manager for Microsoft. He hosts a popular syndicated wellness radio show, blogs on the Huffington Post, and consults for organizations around the world. His free 28-day quick start eating and exercise guide is available at BaylorGroup.com, and that's B-A-I-L-O-R group.com. And by the way, he has registered over 25 patents. And Jonathan, can you please kind of highlight what those are? Those patents related to your work with Microsoft or to health-oriented products?
Both. And the most recent one, very exciting, we will be announcing here shortly, a brand new software and service that will replace these arcane and repressive calorie counters and rather give us a fun game we can play to increase the score of our lives, increase our food quality, and live dramatically better. So it'll be very exciting.
I'll be darn, you're blending your two expertise into one and and helping people in the process. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So again, where would somebody start? Let's say they're listening, they're frustrated, they're aggravated. Of course, a good place to start would be buying your book, because in the book, I'm sure that after analyzing over 1,300 studies and collaborating with top scientists for over 10 years, your book would be a very great place to start. And our listeners can get it at Amazon.com. And I also want to encourage them to go to your website, because your website has a lot of very helpful information on it.
Well, so, thank you very much. And I would highly encourage folks to check out the book, not because it makes me a lot of money, because it doesn't, but rather the reason we struggle is because we have been given incomplete and inaccurate information. And I would urge individuals to stop sort of saying, like, give me this tip, give me these five tips, these five techniques, because if those are all rooted in the wrong calorie myth-based model, we're going to continue to struggle. We need a new model, one that's backed by proven modern science rather than calorie myths of 50 years ago. And when you read the book, it can take you some time, but it will transform your mind. It will change everything you see in terms of food and exercise, and then you will see you haven't tried everything. There's an entirely different approach that you can take, and you will get an entirely different result. But until you understand the underlying science and understand the system, much like understanding traffic laws, it's very difficult to get where you want to go.
And I do know, too, in this world of crazy food chemicals and processed foods, that there are some people out there who may have underlying food allergies. So in considering this, if you have a lot of inflammation in your gut, or you have joint pain and discomfort, you could be actually suffering with some food allergy issues as well. So everybody is uniquely different, and yet there's going to be some fundamental truths that all of us can live by. And I believe
That's exactly right. I like to think about it a little bit how eyeglasses work. For example, my pair of glasses that I wear probably won't help you to see better, but that doesn't mean my glasses are wrong or that there are no glasses that could help you see better. There are, and all glasses work for the same reason, but we all need a customized prescription. Your body works the same way as, say, your eyes do. There are universal principles. We need to apply them in a customized fashion, but that's what we break down in the book.
Now, on your website, I know when I was looking around earlier, it's packed full of great information. You also have a way that people can get your free recipes, and I am personally learning how to eat and cook better. I just found out recently that I am very sensitive to wheat, and even though I've never had a weight issue, I have other, you know, inflammation issues that I wanted to address, and so I'm learning how to cook differently. Can people, how can people get onto your free email where they're going to get recipes emailed to them on a regular basis?
Let me just pop over to BaylorGroup.com. As you kindly mentioned earlier, that's BAILOR Group.com. You can sign up. We'll get you free daily tips. And it really is amazing because so many of these diets are about deprivation. There's something, yeah, you just have to give up these fundamental things. Whereas when you take an approach based on modern science, all of the flavors, sweet, salty, sour, bitter, fatty, meaty, they're all available to us. We just have to do them smarter. So it's not about deprivation. It's about substitution.
So you have the website for the book, which is the CalorieMythBook.com, and then your main website, where you talk a lot about your research, is thebaylorgroup.com. And is that you on the front of your website there?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now I get to see. I love to put a face to the person I'm talking to. Jonathan, what would you say are the five things that people need to know about the way to eat, the way that you recommend eating?
First, eating less, just eating less of the food that caused you to become sick will never heal you. That's like smoking less to avoid cancer. It doesn't work that way. We have to eat different things, not less of the foods causing the problem. So that's first and foremost. The second thing is that your mom was right. Eating your vegetables is extremely, extremely important, extremely. So we can get into that more, but eating vegetables is extremely important. And then your grandmother was right, would be number three. And that eating whole things found in nature, such as bacon and eggs, got us through many, many, many generations, and will continue to do so, and there is no scientific research showing that they're actually bad for you. That is myth, and we can talk about that later if you want. Four, the whole thing about water being important is accurate, so yes, you should drink water. That's very important. And number five is don't fear fat. We've been fed these myths about fat is uniquely bad for us. In fact, fat is the preferred energy source for our body, and far from making you fat, what eating healthy whole food fats actually does is it conditions your body to burn fat, which is exactly what we want if we want to slim down.
Now, when you talk about eating the right fats, because I, too, believe that a diet high in good, healthy fats is very important. In fact, I believe that, you know, as I'm aging, my daughter, Renee, like I said, who's a physician and very much involved with nutrition and healing children with autism and dealing with chronic illnesses, she says, Mom, I want you taking 2 to 3 teaspoons of coconut oil every day. I want you getting your good fish oils every day, because we know now that a lot of the problems we have in the brain is that we have been eating poor quality fat over the years, or not getting enough of our fat. What are some of your favorite fats that you recommend people doing every day?
I'm so happy you asked this question. And yes, fat is a key structural component of your body. It is essential. And I'm so happy to hear that. My favorite sources are manyfold. I like macadamia nuts. I like cocoa. I like coconut. I like olives. I like chia seeds, I like flax seeds, I like fatty fish, and I like grass-fed meat, to name a few.
And let's throw in some avocado.
And yes, avocado. Course, yes.
Right, avocado. And also, I use my olive oil in every dressing on my salads. I pour olive oil over green beans. I do all kinds of things with my olive oil, too, to make sure that I'm getting it on a regular basis. So I'm hoping that people are understanding that it's not about counting calories. It's not about that. It's about eating smarter and also getting a little bit more exercise. Now, being that you're also a trainer, let's talk briefly about the amount of exercise you need, you feel that a person needs in order to keep that metabolism going, and also what helps, I guess, balance out the hormones. And also, you know, it's a fine balance there. What do you recommend versus what you see going on in the gym?
This is a sad area, because like food, we've been very misinformed, and we've been misinformed because exercise has been looked at through a calorie lens rather than a health lens. Exercise is very, very goal-specific. For example, someone who wants to become a better golfer will exercise differently than someone who wants to be a marathon runner versus someone who wants to be a linebacker in the NFL. We all understand that. So anytime anyone wants to say, like, this is how everyone should exercise, that's really rough. Because it depends on what our goals are. So I'm going to assume two goals. I'm going to assume we want to be able to be healthy and active and mobile throughout our life. The best way to do that is to stay healthy, active, and mobile throughout your entire life. Walk, stand, move around. I don't even consider that exercise. I consider that being a person. But there's a reason we have legs. We're supposed to walk around. Now, when it comes to actual exercise, if your goal is to heal the gut hormonal and neurological dysregulation that causes obesity, there's a very specific form of exercise that does that best. And those are forms of exercise that enable you to use the most force, therefore activate the most muscle fibers, and therefore trigger the largest positive hormonal response. Things like safe, no-impact interval training and heavy, very slow, and very safe, primarily lower body resistance training.
So lower body resistant training with weight. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more specifically so that people can understand what you're actually encouraging them to do in the gym or at home. We'll be back in just a moment after this short break.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
And my guest is Jonathan Baylor, and he is endorsed by the New York Times, USA Today, The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, Parade, Fox News, NBC, Fox and Friends, Oxygen, Yahoo Redbook, Microsoft, The Huffington Post. He's been published in many, many magazines and endorsed by so many. And I want to just talk briefly about what some of the experts are saying about him. Dr. Theodoros Kalasidis of the National Institute of Health says this: I am often asked if there is a proven prescription for weight loss. Providing a captivating explanation of the science of permanent fat loss, the calorie myth is that prescription. And Dr. Jan Frieden from University Gothenburg says, revolutionary. Thoroughly researched, rigorously simplified, and downright fun, Baylor's work stands head and shoulders above the fat loss myth lining bookstore shelves. The calorie myth reveals some of the latest and best scientific research on the real story of diet, exercise, and their effects on us. I heartily recommend this book. And that was from Dr. John Rady, Harvard Medical School. I can go on and on, folks. The book is available at thecaloriemythbook.com. His website is thebaylorgroup.com. And I encourage you to sign up, get his free recipes. I really believe that we need all the help we can get. We have to learn how to go back to the basics. Like he said, Grandma said, cook from scratch. Cook in the home. Avoid packaging products that you get that are open and serve and microwaved. If we want our children to be healthy, we must understand how to feed them, because our children are counting on us to feed them good, healthy, wholesome, nutritious foods that are not full of toxins. And on his website, he also has a whole section on the Smarter Science of Slim, where he talks about sweeteners and seasonings. He has a list of organically grown, raw, gluten-free, non-genetically modified, 100% natural, sane sweeteners and seasonings. All of them have undergone strict quality assurance, which includes testing for heavy metals, chemicals, and microbiological contaminants. So, Jonathan, you are really offering a wonderful service to my listeners. I hope and pray that they take advantage of this, get the book, become informed, and read, because ultimately it's up to us to take full responsibility for everything we do to our bodies. What can you add to that, Jonathan?
You're exactly right, and I love what you said earlier about these wholesome foods, because really, that is not the message we're told. Like, it's such common sense, and it's what everybody did forever prior to the obesity epidemic, but somehow we've been bamboozled with these calorie myths. We've been marketed, just eat anything as long as you only eat 1,400 calories of it, which is the same logic as saying, well, just inhale anything. Just don't inhale too much of it. Like, clearly, we wouldn't just say, oh, take any medication. Just don't take too much of it. That doesn't make sense. There are certain whole natural foods that we have eaten for generations, which caused us to not have obesity and not have diabetes. And the less of those we eat and the more packaged processed garbage we eat, the sicker and more complicated this becomes.
And I think those that have been on diet after diet after diet, from Jenny Craig to weight loss, they're aggravated, they're frustrated, they're starting to believe like there's nothing that can be done for them. And it's because they bought into this whole concept and this whole theory that we're going to deliver this food to you, it's going to come in a package, you simply pop it in your microwave, and it's got just the right calories that you need for that moment in time. It's really quite insane. So it's sad, because we do have such an obesity issue, and so many people have bought into this concept that they can just order food online, get it shipped to them, open it and eat it. And what that really does is it's taking all the responsibility off of their shoulders. And there's a terrible saying, but it's a real saying. And it says, if you don't promote health every day, you will get disease by default. If we are not promoting healthy nutrition and healthy eating habits every day, by default, we will become obese. We will have that inflammation. We will have neurological problems. We'll have inflammation of the gut and joints. And then when you go to traditional doctors, they say, oh, you have chronic fatigue. You have fibromyalgia. Here's a medication or a drug. And then that medication and that drug lead to liver toxicity issues, which require more medication and more drugs. And then what's the end result? You end up in a nursing home on more medication and drugs, just like, you know, all of our senior citizens out there who are doing the status quo. And so it's really quite a huge problem if we're not feeding our body well, if we're not eating well every day and backing off on the diet sodas and the artificial sweeteners and the packaged foods. Oh, my gosh. You basically, you get what you deserve. And I know it sounds terrible, but I say that you get what you deserve. And
well,
so,
and you're spot on. When you think about it, you as an individual are the only person who cares about your health. I mean, your family probably does too, but no, anyone who's selling anything, and not that they're evil, but their goal is to sell that which they're selling. And it doesn't mean that there's plenty of things that are sold that are good for you. But my point is just this. There is one person in the world whose only concern can be their own health, and that's you, right? Because you're more motivated than anyone else. So that's why you have to take ownership for it.
You're right. But when we eat sugar, starches, processed fats, and other poor quality foods, the hormones that regulate the system become clogged. Your colon becomes clogged. You end up with biofilm. You end up with parasites, gut bugs, yeast, candida, all kinds of issues. And then it causes the body to hold on to extra weight because your body is in starvation because it's not getting the proper minerals and vitamins. It's a real vicious cycle. And you even mentioned that when you start working out, the first thing you do is burn muscle. It takes a long time for us to begin to burn the abnormal fat that is in the body. That's not the answer. Starving ourselves and working out aggressively is not the answer. I believe that we were talking just before the break that it's slow, steady, higher weights will help produce growth hormones, will help strengthen bone density, and will actually challenge and strengthen the core. And that, you know, you don't have to go to the gym and become a workoutaholic or run 10 miles a day to burn that fat.
Not at all. And in fact, that won't burn the fat. That will cause a bunch of hormonal chaos. And this resistance training that we've talked about, this is not just for young men. In fact, the older we are, the better it is for us. And our dear female population has been so underserved in terms of exercise. When you actually look at the research around resistance training, it is the only thing in the history of medical research to actually show on a chromosomal level reversal of aging. You can literally, at a chromosomal level, there's been studies done that when you engage in safe, slow, heavy resistance training, your chromosomes will actually de-age. Nothing has ever been able to show that except for heavy, slow resistance training.
Many years ago, I had a small little book called The Metabolic Plan. And in there, I think it was 7 of the top anti-aging doctors got together. And we're talking about probably 6 years ago when I saw this book. And I read it, and they were talking about the role of weight resistant or slow, you know, challenging the muscles on with weights, how that releases our own growth hormone, which will help keep us young. And it's when we do this high activity, you know, really, really stressful, high impact, aerobic type stuff that it can actually cause injury in our body. And so we, you know, it's really important we understand that the slow and weight resistant exercise are often the ones that will help release that growth hormone. And like you say, changes on a chromosome level. Now we only have a couple minutes, 2 minutes left in the program, Jonathan. I'm going to give you the last minute. What would you have to say?
I would urge all of your listeners to focus on the quality of foods they're eating and focusing on food groups in this order, non-starchy vegetables, that's vegetables you could eat raw, nutritious protein, whole food fats, and low fructose fruits. To the extent that you can eat so much of that that you're too full for anything else, you will be shocked at how simple slim can become.
Thank you, Jonathan, for taking time out of your Saturday to join me. And we'll get back with you in the future. Next time you put a book out, be sure to let me know. I love what you're doing. You're helping others. You're empowering people to make a difference in their life. And that's what healing our world is all about. Have a wonderful weekend, folks. And I look forward to meeting up with you next week. Bye now.